This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Northern Alliance forces said today they are routing the Taliban in northern Afghanistan. The alliance captured the key city of Mazar-e-Sharif 2 days ago. It says it has since taken several strongholds, including the city of Talokan, its former headquarters. A Taliban spokesman denied Talokan had been captured. At a news conference today in Jabal Saraj, Northern Alliance Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah explained why he thought the recent victories were significant.
The importance of this big defeat for the Taliban, dramatic defeat for the Taliban, is not only that they have lost large areas, but they have lost their main fighting force.
NPR's Ivan Watson joins me on the line from Jabal Saraj, about 40 miles north of Kabul. Ivan, we're getting conflicting reports about exactly what territory the Northern Alliance has captured. So what's going on? What exactly is the military situation?
Lisa, the Taliban retreated from a key northwestern city, Mazar-e-Sharif, on Friday. Since then, Dr. Abdullah claims that Northern Alliance forces have captured more than 50% of Afghanistan, and that they have dispersed an army of some 15,000 Taliban fighters that were based in northern Afghanistan. It's difficult to confirm these reports, but it is clear that Mazar-e-Sharif fell on Friday, that the Taliban fled east and southeast of the city so quickly that they left their heavy weaponry behind. Since that time, the alliance has begun attacks from the south, from the east, and it appears that Taliban forces in northern Afghanistan have been encircled and are cut off from their strongholds in the southern half of Afghanistan.
Now, the U.S. has said it doesn't want the Northern Alliance just to roll into Kabul and take it over. They want to wait until there's a broad-based government ready to go in Kabul. What does the Northern Alliance think of that?
Well, the Northern Alliance's top diplomat, Dr. Abdullah, responded by warning the United States not to allow itself to be influenced by Afghanistan's eastern neighbor, Pakistan. Pakistan has been the chief ally and foreign supporter of the Taliban since the movement was created.
We don't want to see the policy of the United States towards Afghanistan shaped by the ideas coming from Pakistan, because clearly today's situation is the result of the foreign policy of Pakistan.
The Northern Alliance views Pakistan as a foreign power that has intervened in Afghanistan. This is following a speech from the Pakistani head of state, General Musharraf, who made a speech to the United Nations saying, do not go into Kabul, Northern Alliance. This will create atrocities and destruction and will hurt the civilians. The foreign minister did not rule out the possibility that Northern Alliance troops would advance on Taliban positions around Kabul. In fact, soldiers and frontline commanders all say that some kind of attack could come within days, if not hours.
Ivan, what are the main challenges ahead for the Northern Alliance?
The plan here has been to create a kind of national council involving foreign Afghans in exile. However, this political process, creating a coalition with other Afghan groups which would then elect some type of interim government, the time frame for this has been pushed back, and it seems like negotiations for some kind of plans after a possible retreat of the Taliban from Kabul, it appears that this has been bogged down in recent weeks.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Northern Alliance territory, 40 miles north of Kabul. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Lisa.